From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Smoke is an issue for people living in and around Hoopa as the Mill Creek 1 fire continues to burn. Officials have made a request for additional crews to come in and help with suppression there. There's a temporary flight restriction in place for the fire area, and the Hoopa Airport is closed to traffic except aerial resources working on the fire. California State Highway 96 closed from Bull Creek to Mill Creek due to fire behavior. Traffic being redirected through Dowd Road. The fire deemed an arson, and a $10,000 reward is in place for information leading to the person or persons responsible. We now know the name of a suspect connected to two suspicious deaths in the area of the Ettersburg Junction. Arrested in Chico, 24-year-old Ulysses Rodriguez, detained by police there following a traffic stop near the intersection of Esplanade and East Eaton Road. Rodriguez later arrested, booked on a no-bail warrant for two counts of homicide, criminal threats, and exhibiting a firearm in connection to the Humboldt County deaths. He'll be transported to the Humboldt County Correctional Facility. The two victims, a 31-year-old female and a 32-year-old male, pending positive identification. Humboldt County SWAT and Sheriff's Office investigators served a search warrant on August 20th at a property on China Creek Road in southern Humboldt to gather evidence related to the deaths. Guilty plea from Marcy Kitchen in connection to the deaths of her daughter Kaya Kitchen and friend Faith Sarnas, whom she hit with her Jeep as they skateboarded 2 years ago. Kitchen has admitted to vehicular manslaughter while intoxicated and fleeing the scene. The 40-year-old Kitchen could be sentenced to a maximum of 11 years behind bars. Caltrans has announced that the California Transportation Commission approved funding of more than 100 transportation projects, funded entirely or at least partly by $690 million from SB1. Among the projects locally, more than $4 million will be used to further advance projects to replace the Hunter Creek and Panther Creek bridges on U.S. Highway 101, a little over 8 miles north of the Humboldt County line in Del Norte County. Also, more than $600,000 will be used to further advance a pavement rehabilitation project on 101 near Hopland in Mendocino County. The project will rehabilitate 36 miles of highway. Quite a sight on Mad River Beach just south of McKinleyville Monday, where hundreds of beach jellyfish were seen. Brian Tissett, director of Humboldt State University's Marine and Coastal Science Institute, telling Lost Coast Outpost that they likely were moon jellyfish, and it's not that uncommon for them to wash up after strong winds. He added they can sting, and people should steer clear of them for that reason. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.